بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The most difficult quality to bring to us, one has to work very hard to get that quality, is sabr, patience. Everyone say, I have a lot of patience in me. When you're faced with different situations, he's a failure. People go for Hajj Umrah, they've been told that take a bag full of sabr. Take a bag full of sabr. For everything that could have happened, will be experiencing there will be against your tabiat, nature. Our Hazrat should say, leave your leisures, everything, your comforts in here, then you go. Now, sabr is something that everyone say, I made a lot of sabr. Now, I can't do it, I can't last, I can't do it. That person who says that kind of past, that kind of comment, you know, no, he did not do sabr. Sabr is so high quality that Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah Ta'ala is with that person who makes sabr. If Allah Ta'ala is with that person who makes sabr, then what else he wants? But when you don't have that conviction, that yaqeen, that Allah is with me, then how are you going to get what you want? People are going through different conditions. The business is not so as saying before. A lot of other things they're going through. Now they say they make sabr. They say, no, I made so much sabr. If they made sabr and they know the quality of Allah is with him, they won't talk to anyone else. They will wait. When Allah decides, keep him, Allah, happy. He decides, he'll keep you. When he gives you, that is not your business. He will decide when he will give you, he knows what is good for you. Musa alayhi salam is a Nabi. He made dua. After 40 years, his dua was accepted. He never stopped making dua. But we make few days dua, or we say, you know, read this dua. Or we say, read this Surah Waqia after every mother time. Few days you read it, and then, you know, khalas. Yet he, for 40 years, he made the greater for the dua, then dua is after 40 years. But he never turned to Allah. The sabr that he made. How much sabr we are supposed to make? That every moment that we must think to ourselves that we have to make sabr, Allah is with me. If your business is quiet, going through some difficulties, your sickness, whatever you are going through, you're doing all the medications, but make sabr. It will happen, it will happen. Allah knows best for you, but you have to make sabr. Complaining will not bring about any difference in your condition. But the most important thing is make sabr. Allah Ta'ala says to, if you make sabr, I love that person who makes sabr. And one of the treasures of Jannah is sabr. There's nothing more greater than sabr. And sabr is 24 hours a person to have. 24 hours. He's faced with different conditions during the course of the day. Every condition he's facing, what he has to have patience in. If he does not have patience, because you must not know that when you're making namaz, you make sabr. When you go out to the masjid, you have to make sabr. You go to the mosque, you make sabr. Every moment you have to make sabr. There's not a second you are free from sabr. So this is our problem today, that we do not be sabr, and you know, expect. And you must know this, but the quality is so great that a person may not make whole night ibadah, or not keep the whole year fast, but he is more surpasses that person. Because you must know to read namaz also every day for whole year is not easy. To keep fast for the whole year is not easy. But yet that person who does not keep that fast, and does not make ibadah at nights, and he has sabr in him, he surpasses that person. Because he is faced with different situations, and yet he is so tolerant. The tolerance that he has in him, that every way, whatever he is facing, no matter business, no matter his financial, no matter his domestic, everything that you look at it, you find that he is making sabr all the time. He is not complaining one bit, he is smiling. He is smiling. That is what you call sabr. So this is what it is. And you must know one thing, that this collective, only mankind can have known Aristotle. Animals cannot have suffering. So if the person does not have suffering, like an animal. Allah has created mankind and given them the intellect to follow the Sharia. And Allah brought about the two forces, the forces of Malaika and the force of Shaitan. Now you have to decide now the force of the Malaika, they force you to come, do the right. Even tell you inside, do the right. Your intellect also must be according to Sharia. Everything you follow according to Sharia, and it forces you that you must make sure, don't do wrong. Now if you want to follow the force of Shaitan, who can stay in that? So man has to understand Allah has given this the different of two things. You have to decide now what you want to do. If you take the wrong path, it's your business. If you take the right path, your business. And you must not understand this much, that it's a strife all the time. People do not understand the strife all the time. Somebody is to strive all the time. Because man is faced with two conditions. One is according to what he wants. According to whatever he desires for, Allah gives him. Now that person, like if his wealth to Allah, give him wealth also. Happiness to Allah, give him happiness. Health to Allah, give him health. Family to children, Allah to give him. But that is a bigger test to me, Sabah. That is the bigger test. If a person got wealth, if a person got health, he's got children, he's got everything, the best, he's got status, everything, that person has to be more on guard of his nafs. Because he's got everything, all the leisure, the pleasures of this world. So now whatever happens, if he's not going to look after, he's not guard on his nafs, it will overtake him. Either his wealth will overtake him. The wealth will overtake him. His children will overtake him. His health will overtake him. In other words, he becomes that wealth will overtake him. That's what the Sahaba Ikram. They said that in the time of poverty, the fitna of poverty, we could tolerate it. We may suffer. We could. When they were going through poverty, then they could make suffer. But the moment they got, the world came into them, they got frightened. They got frightened what would happen to us. Not that they were guilty of anything, but they got frightened, fear. That this thing, this world, must not come into our hearts. It must not come into our hearts. For once the world comes into one's heart, then you must know that that person is now looking for destruction. Destruction takes place at the time when the thing, the world comes into your heart. Because the ship, you know, is sailing. As long as the water is outside the ship is sailing. But the moment the ship, the water goes in the ship, what happens is to sink. Likewise, the heart is one thing for Allah. The moment the water, the heart becomes something, goes into the heart, all the impurities go to the heart, then that heart becomes impure also, contaminated. So this is very important this month, that remember that Allah Ta'ala, when He gives someone the best of the world, then you must know the best, the Lord tests also that. He has to be very careful with his children. Allah will give him the best of children, but you know this much that in a child, if we ask to this mother, I've given this amanat, how did you look after this amanat? How you looked after this amanat? You wanted the wonderful children, the mothers cry, they dua, Allah, give me children, let Allah give you children. You do not understand that children come to you, but remember, that child can take you to Jannah or Jahannam. It becomes an amanat, you don't know how to look after the child. That wealth Allah Ta'ala gave you, I gave you halal rozi. Now did you make haram with that thing there? Because when a person gets too much drowned in the world, then he does not know what to do. Then he begins to do all the haram and halal. Health also the same thing too. When Allah Ta'ala gave him health, he begins to use his health in wrong places. So what happens there? So this is a very important thing, this month, that sabr is very important every occasion. You want to tell your child something, you teach the child asks you something, I give the law of Allah. You have to make sabr and say no. If you said yes, that is with harmful child. Look at one sabr, the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tell you that during the age of 7, make namaz. Which father today, when it's very, very cold, or it's very early part of the morning, Fajr Salah,
which father really wants the child up to come to masjid?
You have to mix up with the child saying, oh, I'm very tired, I'm poor, and you look at the child, and you thinking, you look at him, I'm feeling pity for this child. You're not feeling pity for the child, you're calling harm for the child. You're showing indirectly that the teaching of Nabi Kajan is not correct now. He said, wake them up, become, and you're doing something against the teaching of Nabi Kajan, what do you expect then? That you'll be also answerable for that. So that's a test. That's a test. So what happens, sabr is this, that when you face with these kind of situations, you have to make sabr and make sure of it. Then you get a problem like this, the wife is not compatible with the husband. The husband says, let's go to his namaz, the wife says, don't take him, don't wake him up. Now then, what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to still take the child. Because you have to look at the answer of Allah Ta'ala. Not to fight, explain to them, this child, I've been an amanat Allah has given me, I have to give back Allah the same way. When a baby was in the baby's mother's stomach, Allah Ta'ala said the baby to that I brought you in this world pure. I want you to come back to me pure. So this is what it is, that how much sabr you have to make. Don't say I made sabr. But make sabr in the sense that you're faced with different situations, all different situations. Man only is when he goes through different conditions, then only he can make sabr. Someone, big person tell you something, you make sabr, that knows kamal. Some weak person tell you something, you make sabr, that's kamal. One big person, strong person tell you a few words to you, just look at him, look down. Hey, mashallah, that one makes sabr. But when a person who's weaker than you, when he say you something, then you still make sabr. A kamal is when you can cause harm to someone and yet you do not look at it. That is a kamal. If somebody is of different kinds too, the person, you know, when he is lazy to perform namaz, that comes into his agony. Very hard to namaz. At that time he has to make sabr and make his salah. Now I'm feeling lazy to go to read my fajr namaz. His eyes open, he does know I am feeling lazy. The father wakes the child up, I'm still feeling lazy. He has to make sure that he has to wake up and they know I'm going to fight myself and perform my namaz. That's the only thing you're going to do. That to take that laziness out of you, and you get irritated. Hey, why am I, why are they waking me up? I'm irritated. That irritation is in the good side. Likewise, the person, you know, when you're going to give zakat to, because of his miserliness, he don't give zakat. He must forget his miserliness, give zakat. Happily he must give. If he's miserly, no, I must give. Today is that part of it, when you give someone zakat, you want some favors from him too. You know what, last time I gave zakat money, now why you can't do this favor for me? When you give zakat to someone, you must kiss his forehead. The jazakallah, the fard of mine, of the deity you have taken out of me. Because the time will come that no one will accept your zakat. Allah will not show that time. They say that the time will come that no one will accept your zakat, that no one will know to take it. Allah must save us from that. So even for Hajj too, the person, because of stinginess and that he does not want to go for Hajj. Laziness and stinginess. Alhamdulillah, we don't have that in our society. People happily going for Hajj. But they have no sabr in that. So you know, when you're going there, I always tell my friends, when you're going there, you're going from here, you know, make your intention, you're going to meet, but not the people of Makkah, you're going to meet the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you're going there, you know you're a visitor of who? Nabi Karim. Then you're a visitor of Nabi Karim, these are the people, these people there. Whatever you face with the situation at the airport, whatever it is, you're supposed to make sabr. You want to make a Jummah namaz in Madinah Munawwarah, but you're not going to make it. It's not what you want, it's what he wants. If you are going to make sabr, he'll give you a reward for not going there too. Because he made sabr. You know that one buzrug, he was sitting in a jail, he couldn't go for Jummah. Every day he wakes up in a Jummah day, he makes iftar, he put on, he go for the jail to say, Allah, I can only come to this point. And he read namaz. That was his condition, then was no Allah accepted person. So if you went with this intention, I'll go to Jummah in Madina to Munawwara or Makkah to Mukarramah. But when you reach there, they told you, you cannot go. Oh Allah, I'm happy with that. But that intention that you had, Allah will give reward for that. But the sabr we haven't got. We haven't got the sabr. Anything you face from anyone, if you do not know how to tolerate it, you've got no sabr. You have to have a lot of sabr in every way. In this world, there is not a minute that not to have sabr. Sabr of everything. Then we make namaz, you have to make sabr. Why is it that a person comes in namaz and says up and down, khalas? Every arkan, sunnah, mustahab, going to ruku, sajda, everything accordingly. Making sabr and making. He wants to read namaz quickly and go away. That's what he wants. He says, Ya Allah, you want me to read like that, I'll read like that. I'll make sabr, read slowly. Different thing he has in a hurry to go somewhere, he's got a flight to meet or something. But like that, he read namaz in a way. His own time. It's mustahab. That is for sabr. Right? That in every way, that is easy. And it is not easy. If sabr is not easy. Sabr is very difficult. And you must understand that one is sabr with fulfilling the command of Allah. And one is sabr to keep away from sins. That is most difficult. To keep away from sins is most difficult. To keep away from sins. Most difficult. For example, you come to realize and you come to know that you have some habits in you. Some habits. What is a habit? When a person got a habit of something, to remove that habit is very difficult. For example, a person got a habit of talking lies all the time, telling lies. The person got a habit of backbiting all the time. Now when he come to realize, you know, I'm committing all the sins. Allah opens his eyes, give me that, hey, I'm going to do something about it. Now just merely to think that do something, not everything. There's some strength, courage needed. There's courage needed. In everything there's courage needed. So now, you know, I had a habit of listening to bad music or doing whatever I'm doing, but now this bad habit of backbiting and telling lies. Now that you have to combat shaitan and yourself also. Shaitan is not the only one that's going to help you, trouble you. Your habit will trouble you too. That bad habit you got in you, how to put that right? To tell lies. Because you must know only that one sin is no money costing. Some sins you have to cost money. This one sin is free of charge. Free of charge. The charges there are very heavy. Very heavy. Let me tell you something. Why the charges are heavy? Your actions are giving away to your own enemies there. You came to realize that you're talking bad of someone, you're backbiting, or you're telling lies of that person was backbiting. You're talking backbiting of your own, your enemy. You actually keep him happy. When we go there, then you got nothing, no good actions at all. Allah Ta'ala said that you've given all your actions that has. Allahumma al-Fatiha. It's a sin that every great saint emphasizes on that ribat marqa. My dear friend, is a very, very, very serious sin. My husband, can go ribat nahi hai. You know, when we should speak to him, he'll tell me to take names. Naam lene ki kya zarurat hai. If you have to say an incident of a certain person, don't take his name. Just say, this happened, or what must we do? But taking the name immediately, you have caused a very big sin. So this sin is something that is right. Always well take it. To tell lies. So that is one kind of, you know, sabr that you make, you know, that when you begin out of namaz and all, then you begin to talk about your good namazes. When you see people talk, let me talk of my namaz. Make sabr not to talk. I'm keeping fast Sundays, Thursdays, and Fridays, Mondays. You begin to talk about it. But make sabr not to talk. Because you've got a habit of talking, now you talk about it. You may say, but I'm not going to talk. Because that is between who and who? Between you and Allah Ta'ala. If it's that between you and Allah Ta'ala, you have nothing, namaz and all that between you and Allah Ta'ala, why are you talking about it? When you talk, may say, but don't talk. Just as you not talk about your sins, you hide your sins,
Then I must hide these things.
To make sabar on that is very, very important. It is very difficult too. It's very difficult.
When a person got the habit of that.
So there's a strife. There's a strife. Especially you must know, I'm talking about backbiting and slander and telling lies. It is something so open they don't take it as sin anymore. So that's why that is very, very difficult to fight all the time with it. Man may be reading namaz all the time. You read Quran all the time, zikr, but he might be telling lies. A backbiting. So there's a very strong, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, it is so strong that you have to fight it all the time. There's courage to fight it. The two friends will be there, look at that fellow man. Look at that fellow. Khalas, look at that fellow. And you start looking at that fellow. Khalas. Nabi Karim sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Aisha said, look at that young, that short person. Oh, Aisha, is that not Ghibat? So, we have to understand this much that, you know, sabr is with all these things. You have to make sabr. Think before you talk. Like for a sabr in this, one friend of mine told me of an incident. He didn't have a mask. Right? He didn't have a mask. MashaAllah, he's a good person, good qualities. He went to a shop, wherever he went. When he went there, the person stopped him. He is doing his duty. You took off with him. He is doing his duty. By you taking off with him, what happened? Plus, you must think to yourself before you do anything, if I was in his place, how would I react? If I was in his place, how would I react? The same. I'm doing my duty now. Now, if that person got angry, if that person got angry with him, that will not make sabar. He will not wait. Because why did not think? He shall think at least, why am I speaking this? I'm supposed to think now if I was in his position. Anyone must think like that. If you're going there, you forgot your mask, hey, you can't enter. You look at him with the two eyes of yours. He says, what are you looking at me for? I'm in faith not to allow you to come in. You did the wrong, and then you expect. So this is what is it. Put yourself in position. Before you do anything, put yourself in. I was in this position, what have I done? Stop that person. They also is sabar. Sabar is also sabar. Driving your car too, what will look at you? Sabar, don't look at the person. The kamal of a person, the person hooters at you too. Hooter at you. You may sabar, don't look at the person, don't know who that person is too. The kamal of a person, he sits in a masjid and he says next person next to him, the sabr that he does not know who that next person is. So to make sabr is to fight shaitan and to fight your nafs, not to commit the sin. And it is something you have to fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. There's no end to this fight. There is no end to this fight. Whether it's at home, whether it's at children. You teach your children the correct thing, teach them every day, they do better, don't do it, you explain them, don't be very strict with them, not to hit them, but tell them. After that, you did your duty. You don't have to be behind their backs all the time. But you don't have to talk to them. But make sabr. And never tell your child to get out of the house. Don't ever tell your child to get out of the house. The moment you tell a child, get out of the house, anyone meets you, say, what you do in the house? My father sent me out. One wrong he was doing, he made him do 10 wrong things, called moham. So sabr has to be in every way, sabr you have to make. Today I'm not doing my business, I'm saying my CV everywhere. What's happening? Nothing happening. He is with me. Everything happening, nothing happening because he's not with me. He's not with me. I met one youngster, mashallah, very pious boy. When I'm very worried, I don't know what could happen to me. But he said, I made dua to Allah. He said, mashallah. Next day, Allah gave him. Allah decides when he gives who he wants to give. So he wants to give you after 2 years, he gives you after 2 years to hold his hand. Which other hand he will go to? Sabar means you hold his hand completely tight and don't look at anyone else. But the reason is because, you see, we have to use the right means. Oh, no, I'm doing this means. Your heart must be with him. Your means, the correct means, you use everything you do, but your heart must be with him. You will see, I'll be sacked. Who is more greater than Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's no one who went to thrive in tribulation than Nabi Karim, the trial that he underwent. No one. That you know, that boycott that took so many years, the boycott, what he did not go through. That in the end, Allah Ta'ala had to call him up to show him, I love you so much, that's why I called you. That I did not put you in this test because I did not love you. I love you so much, I brought you there. Let me talk to each other. So how the Sahaba made so much of sabr? But we are not the Sahaba, but at least now, at least we have to make sabr. The little bit of sabr that was paid, whatever you go through, your condition, your families, the businesses, the malls, where we walk around. And the worst thing I'm telling you, the biggest sabr is, don't look at the cell phone. That's the biggest sabr. Today, the biggest sabr is don't look at the cell phone. The cell phone is that, if you can make sabr with that, because that is the, you know, called miknatis. Miknatis means magnet. It touches, cuts your eye, your eyes and your heart also. That it damages your namaz also. It destroys your namaz. Many people who are so old, they have gone old, one leg in a grave, but they don't sleep without looking at the cell. They've gone to that extent that even when they look at the, when they sleep eating food, they forget over, they don't know what they ate to. Shaitan has got them to that extent. And I'm telling you without exaggeration, as long as you look at the media, social media, you will never be happy. You will never be happy. Leave alone. Somebody, something else, don't look at it. Don't look at it. Look at Allah Ta'ala. The day in Jannah to regret is the day I forgot Allah in the world to remember. I did not remember Allah Ta'ala in the world to today. That's the only time. That's why every moment that you have, think of it, even there's no other door beside that door. That buzruk, he's making so much ibadat, remember. The voice came, you're not accepted. You're not accepted. He still carried on. Someone told Hazrat, you're not accepted. He said, I'm not accepted, but I got only one door. There's no other door beside this door. The voice came, you are accepted. Because there is no other door. So this is how we have to be. Please make sabr. Whatever situation at home, make sabr. Do not get angry. Whatever situation in business, make sabr. Today he is living like that, tomorrow you are roaring, inshallah. But make sabr. Today you can't get anything, half loaf bread, tomorrow will be more than that. But make sabr. Every moment make sabr. Every moment. And sabr means not to even complain to Allah Ta'ala. Not to talk. Anyone asks, alhamdulillah. Sabr is this, that the moment he gives you everything, the best of the world he gives you, you say, alhamdulillah, you're so happy, use it in a correct way. And the time he takes it away too, there's no sorrow at all, alhamdulillah too. Two conditions you make, alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, you gave it to me, it's your amanat. You took it away, that's your amanat. Because you must know, no man is owning anything in this world. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah. He wants to give it today, he gives it to you. That is the difference between a wali and another Muslim. That when Allah gives him today the best, alhamdulillah. He gives everything away, alhamdulillah. I may suffer in both these conditions. This is how we're supposed to be. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala holds our hands. That is what we are lacking today. We are lacking this. In namaz also, even if you're lazy, the laziness must fight it among the person. Your business, it comes afterwards, because Muhammad, the rozi, it comes from Allah. If your business, go read your namaz, then come. I know so many students, mashallah, in university. The lectures are on. I'm going to read my salah. They respect you, go read your salah. Today they are flying. Because you respect Allah, Allah respects you. So this is what you want. Do not forget Allah Ta'ala and have mercy. Sabr. Inna Allah ma'asabri. It's very easy to say Inna Allah ma'asabri. It's very easy. By way of sabr. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One lady, her son passed away in the war. She did not know Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim was there. So she came there and she's saying that, look, my son passed away. May sabr. What was may sabr? She did not realize who she's speaking to. She did not realize who she's speaking to. It was all that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After 2 days she came and told her, please forgive me. He said, sabr was at that time, not yet. At that occasion you have to make sabr, not sabr. Now you're not worth talking about sabr. Sabr, the moment that incident took place, at that time to make sabr, that was supposed to be. Like we tell someone 2-3 words, and then you make sabr. Yeah, okay, I'll make sabr. You already did the damage. You tell your wife worse things, and then, hey, you know, I should make sabr. What do you make sabr? Why didn't the force you not speak to them? So this is what sabr is. Sabr means not to speak. Walk away from there. Quietly. Anger can come, but do not act on anger. Anger can come, but do not anger. Jealousy can come, but do not act on jealousy. I spoil someone, but turn away quickly. Everything, you saw the phone, straight away you saw the phone. I know a person, he was very used to this Animals, too much animals. He said, Mona, one thing when you told me, I made sure I look at the animal closely straight away. I said, you need the courage to do it. The only way you can do it is make zikr of Allah. Holy la ilaha illallah. Free la ilaha illallah. Bring Allah in front of you. Bring Allah in la ilaha illallah. Because that's the only one of the zikr, la ilaha illallah. The greatest zikr is la ilaha illallah. Free la. And Durud Nabi Karim all the time. Making that the barakat of that, inshallah, you'll be protected from all kind of sin, from the eyes, ears, the tongue, everything. Allah Ta'ala malkani tawfiq. Wa akhu ta'ala alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana atina nurana wa qina innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Fatir as-samawati anta waliyyi fid dunya wa fil akhirati. توفني مسلما في مصالحه اللهم اسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك.